Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Nice little Tuesday. Our night just got a little better because TGL is on.
Thank God.
Tomorrow Golf League.
Gosh.
They are introducing the players as we speak.
There's Tiger.
Tiger's out there.
And all their seat fillers that they have confirmed. No one wanted to go.
Serena Williams is there, looking good.
And her hubby, the Reddit dude.
Yeah. It's a weird match, those two.
This thing is so stupid.
Now they got the smoke. What do they call that? The
fog machine or whatever?
Yeah, they got the coming into the fog.
Hey, Tiger's looking buff, though.
Yeah, he looks like he slimmed down a little bit. Know. Looks tired as hell, boy.
He looks a little haggard.
He always has done that, though.
He burns the candle at both ends.
He clearly does.
Yeah. This guy.
You can see it in his face.
Probably doesn't relax much anymore.
Tiger! What he's got to worry about, other than that lawsuit.
I think he just worries about everything, which is why he's Tiger Woods.
He's getting sued by Puma.
Yeah.
Because of his logo. Look at him strutting out
which
there.
Which does look a little bit like the Puma cat.
By the way, I'm betting against his team. He's old. I'm going with the Morikawa team.
I could care less.
We'll keep you posted on the play-by-play
here.
Tiger. Look at him. He's fired up.
I'm pissed off because someone logged out of the other TV app, and so I can't watch hockey right now. So I'm being forced right now to choose between the NBA
TGL, baby.
And TGL.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
I'll watch Texas A&M and Kentucky.
I was talking about the Boise State griping. You said Boise State's not bitching. Oh, they're bitching.
Yeah, they're bitching. Yeah.
And that was something we missed last week, but it was Dirk Cutter, their defensive coordinator, who has since left. He's retired because he's a baby. He's like, I can't keep up in this NIL world. These old guys, they don't want to deal with this new crap.
No, they don't. That's what I said.
It's a young man's game.
It is 100% a young man's game.
Anyway, he said that the Ducks offered one of their best defensive players a $700,000 payday to transfer to Oregon after the season. That was I think it was right after their loss to Penn State or something.
Yeah.
Which he calls tampering.
Well, everyone's
can't do that.
Well, actually you can because there's no NCAA. The NCAA literally said there will be no investigations into NIL until all this stuff is settled. So you can tamper. So sorry, Boise State, and sorry, Jim Moore and everyone else. Look, everyone's tampering. And yes, if you have a good player, someone is going to call them and be like, would you like more money to come here? And by the way, this goes for Georgia. You don't think how many people have tried to convince Quinn Ewers to come play for them next year? And there's talk now that he is going to go to the NFL, but Quinn Ewers isn't coming back to Texas. It's like Carson Beck wasn't coming back to Georgia. There's paydays out there to be had, and, you know, people are going to kick the tires on it. And you know, you get an agent, and especially now that agents are involved, how easy is it to just go to an agent and be like, yeah, it's... You know.
Now, is that technically not tampering if you have a third party?
I don't know.
Reach out for you?
I don't know, and I don't care because everyone is being tampered with. every single player in college football is probably at some point in the in their NIL career has been tampered or is tampering on behalf of someone else. You know, all these guys are interconnected. So this is the same thing with recruiting. I mean, they were talking about how, like at Oregon, right? Players recruit other players. And if you don't think that some of that is about, hey, man, look at the money we get here, well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, the Duckies just got a USC offensive lineman today.
Yeah, I got the number one interior offensive lineman in the portal. Two-year starter at USC, big physical specimen. And, you know, he's kind of raw. He's got room to grow. But, again, when you're the number one interior lineman and they choose Oregon over Texas, I don't know if he was tampered to leave the portal or he just realized, I don't want to beat USC and someone can pay me more and I could probably go play for a national championship, but you know, he's in Eugene now.
His name's Emmanuel Pregnon.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to go to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought he was going pro.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't.
He's gonna be a duck. big man.
6'5", 320, they said?
Yes. And, you know, he's got some room to work. And this is kind of what I really like the NFL is... He could have gone to the NFL, and he is a really – there is a lot of room to grow. And instead of taking your lumps in the NFL, he gets another year to grow or two, and he's going to make a bunch of dough. So I think it is producing better college players, better college teams, and it's going to produce better NFL players. I think it's good.
Who's the only –
And I think, by the way, I think he started – he transferred to USC from somewhere. I think it was – I want to say it was like Wyoming or something. So he's on, I think he's doing the three team thing.
Who's the only top 20 portal quarterback yet to commit?
The only top 20
portal. I have the answer to this, by the
way. QB that hasn't committed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. We were talking about.
Because they've all pretty much figured out where they're going.
I'm trying to think.
One guy, very controversial guy.
Very controversial guy, huh?
Yeah. Doesn't have a home.
Bloop. I can't say that I know because we were looking through and I don't remember seeing a bunch of big names.
Matthew Sluka.
Oh, that
UNLV kid. Yeah.
Oh, no, I saw he did commit.
Where'd he go?
He's going to James Madison.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, I think it's his old offensive coordinator took the head coaching job there. Yeah, I saw it today on my timeline. He was wearing like a crown and a cape. I don't know what James Madison's logo is, but.
Look at that.
He was dressed up as some sort of...
Boy, that's hot off the presses. That was just today.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Matt Sluka.
Yeah.
James Madison.
James Madison.
Aren't they a pretty good program, though?
That's where Indiana boy came from.
Rourke?
No. The coach.
Cignetti.
Yeah. Cignetti.
That's where he came and took all the James Madison players. So I don't know what Madison did, but yeah, he had it rolling there. And Sluka was the guy, if you don't know, he quit on his UNLV team and said... I was promised money. They didn't deliver it, so I'm going to sit out. And I don't know what the bag he got from James Madison, but you know, it couldn't have been that much because no one else offered him. No offense, but you know, when you end up at James Madison, something tells me that people weren't beating down your door.
So the top quarter, according to 247, whatever you call it, sports, the top transfer QBs for 2025. Carson Beck went to Miami. John Mateer went to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Luke Kromenhoek went to Mississippi State.
That was the Florida State kid, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza went to Indiana.
That's the Cal kid.
The guy who went to Oregon for like 3 weeks and then left.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to pronounce his name.
Yeah, the Polynesian kid.
Jaren Tsongapolotele.
There you go.
He is going to Cal. And Malik Murphy went to Oregon State.
Yeah.
Those are your top quarterbacks in the portal.
Yeah.
And Wegman, if you care about him, he went to Houston. Miller Moss, Louisville. Jackson Arnold, Auburn. Darian Mensah, Duke.
He's the
guy from Tulane.
And a lot of people thought he was the best quarterback. And that just is odd that he ended up at Duke, of all places.
You know what's a good get? Is Salter. He went to Colorado, the Liberty kid. That's a pretty good get for Colorado.
Caden Salter, he can play. He can run.
That's a good get.
And Colorado got they got some big USC flip.
Yeah, well, they're all going to be out of there once Dion goes to the Cowboys. But, you know, maybe the Ducks will get Salter now. Oh, no, you don't want him because they've got Dante Moore.
You got Dante Moore. And you know, there's the rumor out there that is, and maybe it's Quinn Ewers, maybe it's someone else, but there was a rumor floated by legitimate people that were saying that Notre Dame basically has a kid ready to go. They're just waiting until the college football playoff is over. And
what does that mean?
That basically, they've tampered and they have an agreement with someone.
Why do they have to wait till it's over?
Well, I think the idea is they don't want to cause any ripples, or the idea was that maybe the person that they're going to get is in the college football playoff, see Quinn Ewers.
Well, so, but he's out now.
I understand.
Make the announcement, baby.
Notre Dame.
Right before Will Howard suits him up in the final.
So. Well,
say, you're yesterday's news. We're taking the quarterback that we just beat.
Because remember, you can. There is another portal window that's still coming up after spring ball. So you can't enter the portal right now. But
what?
You can make your intentions known and then enter the portal, which is why they got to figure all this crap out and come up with a streamed.
Hey, I have news on that today.
A streamlined.
There's news today.
Yeah.
Just today.
There's some
proposals. There's news on that. A variety of proposals. And we'll get to that next. College football chunk play on The Fan. Hi. I was just talking to the boss, Ryan Cooley, the new leader, our new fearless leader, Ryan Cooley, Dr. Cooley.
About the Duxo line?
What? No.
I just thought you were carrying on. I know how you love hot guard talk, so I thought you and Cooley were chopping it up there.
I'm going to bring this to you later.
Duxo lineman.
And I'd like everyone's opinion on this, but there is a beef here in the office.
There is.
Well, it's not really a beef. But
it's like a Cold War.
It's a battle, a little bit of a battle. And it's being painted in a way that makes me uncomfortable.
I'm now interested in this. I don't like that this has now been thrown out and we're not going to get to address it.
Well, I can tell you right now, but we can talk about it more in depth later.
Yeah.
There is. So, you know, I have my water bottle here.
Yes.
And a lot of people carry their emotional support water bottles from now, you know, out there.
I refuse, but, you know.
So in order to fill that up, I got to go all the way back to the kitchen.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
It can be.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
And yeah, look, it's not a huge complaint, but it's like, okay, that's way back in the back. And then if I also have to squirt, you know, that's the recipe for being late for a short break because Cooley didn't sell a break.
That's true.
It goes drip,
and
drip,
you do have to pee a lot.
Drip.
Yeah.
You have a...
And I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable.
So... I said, hey, what about putting a little water station, a little water, what do you call those?
Like a little cooler.
Yeah, right out here outside the studio.
Yes.
The stewed.
You've been on that for many a moon.
Since we first moved into this place.
Yeah. Also a bucket for you to pee in, just right there.
Well, we thought about a urinal in here with a little curtain.
I like it.
And, yeah, it's like, it's become a... kind of it, like I'm being painted as a diva for asking for this.
Interesting.
And I'm kind of like, well, is that really the is it is that really a diva like request? Like Joey, our fine engineer, said, are you really going to acquiesce to that, to Ryan Cooley? And it's like, well, like you guys spent, how much money did they spend on furniture in this place that no one uses?
There, I believe, and this is an unofficial count, but I'm not just like talking out of my arse. I believe that there are 6 chairs to every person that works in this
building. How about these little private phone booth things that they put in?
$10,000 a pop.
How about the waddly little sticks that are used as barriers? Like, what are those things?
Right. Okay, so they spend all this money, but yet one of the hosts asked for a practical water station closer to the studio, and he's a diva?
Well.
Like, what the hell, man?
Now, I will defend you on this.
Please do.
And that it does seem like a fair and reasonable request.
Thank you.
But devil's advocate here.
Okay.
I can see where the untrained eye would be like, seriously, your fancy ass can't walk 45 seconds down the hallway.
Well, it can.
To get
that
water.
Whiny bitch.
I'm just saying, I can see where someone who didn't understand your urination habits, the confines of limited breaks.
Yeah.
And then having to walk, I can see where someone that's not aware of that would think that that is kind of diva-like. And let's be honest,
but
you do have a reputation around here.
He's a bitch.
Of being a little hoity-toity.
Well, that's fine. But this doesn't fall into that category.
But I think to some people it does.
Well, but they're idiots. Because if you know... how little time we have during a break. Yeah. Well, most people can suck it. Like, just all you have to do is host one show.
Yes.
I'm going to put Joey in here one day to fill in for me.
Yeah.
And then he will understand why I'm asking for... He'll be like, Rob, you're so right about that. But, why, that would be really nice.
But he probably won't, because I usually don't pee for an entire show. And if I do, it's one time. You pee like 8 times. And I think therein lies the problem, is most people...
Well, I had to squirt.
They can't relate because they're not on your pee schedule.
Somebody said, can you just bring a water bottle? This is, are you people listening? Are you paying attention?
You do have
I water. Have a water bottle.
Yes.
I'm asking for a water station right outside the Stude's.
Yeah. Were you listening to the dude's story?
So I can fill it up rather than run back to the kitchen. And then, by the way, you know what else happens?
What?
Because we're very popular.
Yes.
Is you go out there. Yeah. And somebody inevitably stops you and wants to talk to you.
Yes.
And so you can't be rude and be like, shut up, I have to go back to the Stude. You'd be like, oh, like sometimes I'll say, walk with me back to the studio, you know, and then we'll talk on the way back because I got to get back there because I got a show to host.
Mm. Now, that water bottle is probably what, 20 ounces of refreshment?
Yeah, maybe.
Give or take, right?
Probably 20.
20?
Maybe 24?
Okay. Do you go through more than one of those a show?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. I'll drink 4, maybe 5. I like water.
Yeah, that. Someone else on the text line did say, how about not drinking 7 gallons of water during the show?
Well, no, this is my time to drink water.
This is the time.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm not gonna acquiesce to Odyssey telling, you know, that's unhealthy. You're telling me to drink less water during my show? That's a lawsuit.
See, and here's the, this is where I'm not calling you a diva, but this from Construction Bro, you're a little bitch. I do think that to some people, this screams...
You freaking bitch!
This screams diva-like behavior.
That's fine. Listen, I'm just saying, it's not an unreasonable request. You can think about it however you think about it. I don't care.
Oh, no! They were hurting you so bad! Oh, no!
It is not unreasonable. And I can list 17 things I've done here that are way more diva than that.
What if?
That's
thank
all
you
I'm
so much
saying.
For sharing that.
Let me ask you this: instead of bringing you a cooler, what if Ryan Cooley bought you? Have you seen? There's people that go to my gym that bring these, and I cannot fathom it. They bring like the
bags of water.
It's like a, you know, when you were like a little kid and you were like going to like Cub Scout camp or whatever. I swear to God, it's like it's a giant like mug of water. That thing has to hold like 3 gallons. What if he just bought you that and then you didn't need to refill? Or do you like the small compact water bottle? Because the solution to this is just a larger water bottle, so you don't have to refill it.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
The text line says Odyssey just wants their employees submissive and dehydrated.
That's right. Keep us under their thumb. Or we just need a new sales staff.
You can get a Brita filter.
I mean, can they not sell that?
It just doesn't seem like it's that hard of a problem to come to a fair and reasonable solution.
Listen, if you want me back on time for every segment, I'm gonna need water right out there. Thank you.
I will say that it is a bold move. I would never attempt the water bathroom.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Yeah, you got to make choices.
Sometimes, you know what? I have to admit.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I run out of there without washing my hands.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't have time.
It's tough.
I got to get back to the show. I got to entertain the people.
I don't attempt the
resourceful little bitch.
The trifecta. I can't. You got to make tough choices.
All right. Well, the one bit of portal news I was going to tell you about is that the coaches, all the FBS coaches, are out in Charlotte right now.
Charlotte, North Carolina,
for the coaches convention, and they voted today to put forth a proposal to the NCAA to change the portal window to 1 10-day period in January. And it would be January 2nd through 12th.
Mm.
And they voted it. They approved it. So now there's no guarantee that the NCAA looks at this and goes, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But the coaches are the ones that are griping the most about the portal and, you know, the time constraints and then finishing the season and then, you know, all, you know, recruiting, the whole thing, right? I mean, we've talked about it with Lanning.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the ones that have said, hey, let's just do one portal window.
Yeah.
It'll be early January to mid-January, and that is it. Everybody goes in, gets their guys. The only teams really affected that that it sucks for would be the teams still playing in the college football playoff, but there's really no way around that. And then they still have time to enroll wherever they go. They still have time to enroll for, whatever, I guess, winter.
It's great, right, until
or fall or
a player just sues and kicks your ass in court again. And
spring term.
Restrict it because coaches can leave whenever they want. I mean, look, the one portal window sounds great. That's not going to happen. So it's really going to be hard to get the genie back in the bottle because you're going to have to convince courts that this is a fair system for the players. And again, as long as coaches are free to come and go as they choose, which they are, it's going to be really hard to to wrangle players. I do think that you need to streamline the process, but one window isn't going to get it cut. You're going to have you're not going to have other opportunities. Now, free agency during the season is the dumbest thing in the world. Moving it to January, but you're going to have something in the summer. You're going to have something. It's just, I would be shocked if it ended up just being one, you say 10-day window.
Yeah. They proposed January 2 through January 12.
Yeah. That's again, like the concept of it, I'm very, very, very skeptical.
I mean, when Lanning was talking about it with us, he's like, what do you suggest?
Well, it still overlaps with the playoffs. It's not like it's any better. Yeah.
Well, it is better for most of them.
Yeah, for most of them, but
there's really no, like, he brought it up. He said, how on earth do you do that where everyone's happy? You don't.
Yeah.
Well, you just pretend that the school thing isn't important because it's not, and you just do it in February when everyone's done with everything.
Well, and the school thing is just brutal anyway. I mean, I honestly, I told you, I listened to one time one of the Oregon, she was a, I forget what her name was, but she's one of the compliance officers, for lack of a better term. I forget what her official title was, but she was dealing with the transfer portal and getting kids enrolled and helping kids find other schools.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, my God. And by the way, there's different portal windows for different sports. It's not all the same. This is just the football one we're talking about. I'll tell you, that sounds like the worst job in America. And, you know, there's just no way that academics play any sort of role in this whatsoever. And yet they still have this weird, it kind of hangs over everything because you have to pretend
it does,
that it matters.
Well, I mean, it does kind of center around the school. I mean,
School.
It does.
Yeah.
Just wait. I mean, it's technically college.
Just wait till the first time, though, that a kid transfers into a place and then the coach leaves in February to go take a different job and they say he can't transfer. And then he goes and finds his lawyer and the NCAA is like, damn it.
Wouldn't that be an easy one to put in the language? Like, if a coach leaves, then the kids can leave? I mean, even though it's not a portal window?
There's going to have to be something. Look, the only thing that's going to save the NCAA eventually is either collectively bargained, and then you're into pros, or Congress is going to have to get involved and pass some cool congressional rules pronto. Otherwise, this is the chaos, because players have figured out and lawyers have figured out that you are not, they got the raw end of the deal for so long. They're not going to go back to the days of them being controlled without a fight. And there's a lot of lawyers just licking their chops. Think about the fact that the NCAA got sued by two states and brought to their knees, to where the entire organization went, all right, well, no more of this because we're tired of losing in court. I mean, it just, that's the thing you have to remember. This is much bigger than what's, quote, good for the sport.
All right, I've got lawsuit news and Oaks Park versus residents.
Ooh.
Part 15.
Yeah. I can imagine that's it's a bit of a deal out there.
So that's next on In the News. But first, here's Buck with SportsCenter.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Great bunker shot by Colin Morikawa right there. Team LA up 3-0 on Team Jupiter. Tiger's getting smoked. He's worried. Look at it, look at the concern on his face.
I can't believe this is a thing.
He put one over the green and into the water, and he looked like he wanted to kill whoever designed the simulator.
Because that's whose fault it is. Yeah,
clearly. Anybody?
Pretty suspenseful. It is January 14, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. You know, pregnant pause. It's like Jim Rome. There. Made a living off of it.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know?
Like, is it, we off the air? No, no, he's back.
It's the Joey Harrington special.
Yeah, Joey
yeah
does
he
do
pauses
that.
A lot. Yeah.
It freaks me out. I think we're off the air, and what? Then it's just he's still talking. Yeah.
It's brought to you by The Advocate, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
I do like a hot pastrami sandwich, although I like all hot sandwiches. You know what no one finds delicious? Cold pastrami sandwiches, because cold sandwiches suck.
Well, no, a hot pastrami is clearly better than a cold pastrami, but that doesn't mean a cold sandwich is bad.
We're not going down this road again.
No, we're not.
Buck, you know you're an idiot. Cold sandwich. Get out of here.
Isn't... I mean, okay.
We are going down this road again.
Well, no, huh? I'm going to ask this dumb sandwich question.
Ask away.
Isn't a hot pastrami sandwich, isn't that a Reuben?
Not necessarily.
No.
What makes a Reuben?
I think typically Thousand Island and sauerkraut make yes. a Reuben. And Swiss, I think. Right?
Okay, so if you have a Reuben and it doesn't have sauerkraut and or Thousand Island on it.
Then you have a pastrami
sandwich. It's just
sandwich.
A pastrami sandwich?
Correct.
And I always thought.
I think that's right.
Now, check me if I'm wrong. I thought a Reuben, and I'm probably wrong, I thought that was corned beef.
Oh, I thought it was pastrami.
I think you can have a corned beef Reuben or a pastrami Reuben. I think you can even have a turkey Reuben. I think the Reuben is the preparation of it being like rye bread, sauerkraut, yeah. Swiss, and Thousand Island.
But it's like grill.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay. There's I'm glad we covered all that.
Yeah, we did. There is a...
Thank you so much for sharing that.
I believe it's called the Kettle. It's over by the Keller. Mm-hmm. And they make a dynamite hot pastrami sandwich. It is really stinking good.
One of the best hot sandwiches out there, in my opinion.
They slice it for you right there, and it's so good.
It's also Feast of the Ass.
We talked about the Feast of the Ass before.
Ah, has it come full circle?
Yeah, I think we brought up Feast of the Ass before. I ate ass.
That's the Christians, you know, they... Yeah. It's a feast, or it was during medieval times. Yeah. They would celebrate the donkeys of the Bible, as they call it.
Feast of the Ass. If you walk in today and be like, hey, honey, congratulations. It's, you know what today is? Well, it's the Feast of the Ass. See what happens.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Who doesn't love a quality ass?
Hey, 100.
Great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Good times.
A 147-foot drop tower ride proposed for Oaks Amusement Park in southeast Portland has sparked concerns from nearby residents who say it would mar scenic views and potentially harm wildlife in the nearby Oaks Bottom Wildlife Refuge.
What? Why would it harm wildlife?
Come on!
Birds flying in?
Lights? Yeah, lights are very harmful to birds.
Oh. Do they take headers in it? Or?
Well, yeah.
That's all right. So.
The new ride would be located near the center of the 44-acre property that is tucked among the trees on the banks of the Willamette River at the north end of the Selwood Riverfront Park. A drop tower takes you up in the air. You go nice and high. And then you got a great view, and then all of a sudden it just drops you, and you're supposed to scream, and for some reason you pay for that.
The Tower of Terror, or whatever they call those things. Like, that's the one at Disney.
The park said the ride would hoist riders approximately 120 feet up before dropping. It's then slowed and stops using brakes for a soft landing.
That was that kid in Florida, remember? The big, obese teenager that they didn't secure him well enough, and he fell out of that thing. That was one of those drop
towers. Nice.
Yeah. It was not nice. He's dead.
Well, the park is requesting two adjustments to the zoning code for the property, including increasing the maximum height a structure can be on the site from 30 feet to 147 feet. And the neighbors are not having it.
Saying,
they don't
nope.
like this. One,
nope.
the lights are annoying to those living in homes and whatnot, you know.
I just think you live by Oaks Park. I mean, I don't... It's like when people were complaining about the pickleball courts and whatnot. I just...
They're also saying the biggest impact would be light pollution, one of the leading causes of bird deaths in the U.S. and often disorients birds when migrating or causes them to crash into glass buildings. So they're very concerned.
I don't know. Who are these people that get together in neighborhood besides Buck's wife and complain about? I'm sure it's not
poor
like
Kim always catching strays.
It's not the greatest thing in the world, but just the idea that a collective group of people, this is how some lady ends up singing about there's a hole in the sky where a tower once stood.
A tree. Not a tower.
Well, in this
do
case,
I need to remind you?
In this case, it's a tower.
Unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
Hey, pause.
Such a lack
yeah.
of light
dramatic
and sound.
Pause.
All that's left is bare, muddy ground.
That's
a
right.
magnificent
See,
tree
is...
was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Stand up. There's
Stand
a hole
up.
In the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making
this
money.
She's like Billie Jean Keene at the Rose Bowl. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Come on!
What would it take for pop-up in your
Let's
neighborhood
hate, man.
Before you would...
What would it take for what?
To happen in your neighborhood before you would join some sort of coalition.
I mean, I could be talked
in... He would move before that happened.
Light pollution?
I could be talked into the loud muffler / noise pollution committee.
Oh, there you go.
So there's a meeting when you get home at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. You going for the loud mufflers?
No, I'll read the notes, though.
Yeah. You're not even joining.
I like this one. Rich white people's displeasure of fun ruins happiness for others. Welcome to Portland.
It's very true. It is a very Portland story.
It is a very nice neighborhood over there, too. It's a nice area.
Yeah.
And you know that those people over there do not like the riffraff coming to play on bumper boats and crappy roller coasters. You know they're not happy about that.
Yeah, they want that park out of there.
Exactly. Be damned if you're putting up a tower in my neighborhood. Lights.
I have lawsuit news. Ski lift and cannabis. That's coming up next. People suing everywhere.
Yeah.
That's coming up next.
Call the advocates.
On the Fan. Boy, Tiger is just getting smoked. It's 5-0 through 6 holes.
No idea what that means, but all right.
Well, they've lost all 5 holes, Jace. It's Thunderdome.
It's hole by hole. Maybe they can drop the hammer. Whatever the hell they call that dumb thing.
Yeah, see, you know. Drop the hammer.
Drop the hammer.
That means like triple the bet or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Again, I would like to reiterate that I find this whole thing stupid. Like, it's ridiculous.
A man who says he had little to no experience using cannabis products filed a $10,000 lawsuit against a Portland store last week, saying an employee recommended a grossly excessive dose that sent him to a local emergency room, vomiting, loss of motor function, and an inability to walk on his own.
Vomiting?
Yeah.
He vomits from too much weed. I didn't know that was
Sky a, Fitzgerald.
I didn't know
it.
That. I didn't know that was a thing. I will tell you though that if you've ever accidentally taken too much, boy, buckle up. You're in for one.
He told an employee at Arcana on Northeast Fremont Street that he was a novice user. Then took the employee's advice. Hold on, I gotta sneeze.
Hold on. May God bless and keep you.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, just sit over there and look pretty.
I'm working on it.
So he took the employee's advice to follow directions on the bottle by taking about a capful of the THC syrup that they sold to him.
A capful? That seems like a lot.
The suit states that once at home, he followed the bottle's instructions, measuring out what amounted to a teaspoon of the syrup and then consumed it. That worked out to be about 40 milligrams of THC.
That's a lot. It's a lot. Well, and that's your first time. Well, that's Yeah, it does seem to be I'm putting that on the guy. I mean, it's your first time. You know, maybe you dip your toe in the water.
The question is, what are the laws here? Yeah. The Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission, the state agency that regulates the industry, does not offer any dosage guidelines for recreational users of THC. But Oregon administrative rules require companies to sell edible THC products to list a serving size as no more than 10 milligrams.
I was going to say, man, like for your first time, and first off, you're drinking concentrated liquid, which dangerous. Edibles for the first time, dangerous. And you're going 40 milligrams right off the get-go? My man.
But
I could have, someone should have told my guy here that you're buckle up.
The state doesn't apply a serving size limit to tinctures, concentrate, or extract, which may have also, which may have been the categories that the syrup he bought fell into. So there's a little bit of gray area there.
Yeah, I got to put this one on user error. Like you got to learn when you're starting out with something. You just that's a trial and error thing. And my man had the trial, he had the error. You're gonna learn a lesson. But a lawsuit, get out of here.
Oregon is the one state. Washington the government of British Columbia all go further than Oregon, and they put out consumer guides, like fact sheets, that the person at the counter can hand the dummy that hasn't ever taken anything.
Yeah.
And then you can read that, and then, you know, then it's on you.
It's on you.
You know, here are the guidelines.
Look, as you know, just say for the record, that if you decide to start taking drugs of any kind, it's kind of on you. I just, like, you literally are taking drugs. You should probably do a little research into that. Probably work on it and, you know, just ease yourself in. I hope this guy gets no money because he doesn't deserve any.
Fitzgerald thereafter experienced muscle spasms, psychomotor agitation, elevated heart rate, extreme discomfort, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hypokalemia, and muscular paresis.
Don't bite me. First off, no one's ever died from weed. Settle down. You had a bad little run of it there. You probably melted into the carpet for a couple hours. You freaked out a little bit. Move on.
During his hospital stay, his care providers observed that he was unable to walk without assistance. His doctors diagnosed him with THC overdose.
And there's nothing they can do other than tell you to write it out.
The owner of the store that sold him the THC says they are not at fault because it was only selling a product approved by the OLCC.
Yeah. Again, not everything has to be someone's fault. Or it's your own fault. Sometimes just dumb crap happens and, you know, you deal with it. Some of us go to a Blues Traveler concert when you're a teenager and you eat a bunch of mushrooms and you're not aware. Again, you don't sue anyone. You just end up with an embarrassing tattoo and a lifelong story.
This guy, Fitzgerald over there, he's a Academy Award nominated documentary filmmaker who lives in Clackamas County.
Apparently he's a dumbass when it comes to taking weed. I have no sympathy for him.
I also think, isn't it kind of like booze in that
everyone reacts differently?
Like if I'm working at a counter at a liquor store and somebody asks me, hey, it's my first time drinking, how much should I drink? There's no set amount, right? It's like you're a big fat guy, you could probably drink a little more than the little skinny guy, you
Absolutely.
Know? It's like, isn't it like that?
Yes. Not everyone. You ever meet the guy that can, like the Snoop Dogg of the group, and you're like, oh my God. Or there's just different tolerance levels, and there's no, I just can't believe someone would recommend 40 milligrams.
Well, he didn't. They're saying that he said take a couple of drops, but on the bottle, said 40 milligrams, take a capful of 40 milligrams. They're saying that the bud tender or whatever they call did not tell him that.
I was going to say.
But he just did that.
Well, again, that's on you. You're a dumbass. Move on.
All right, we have a man who fell off a ski lift.
Yeah, this one was kind of scary.
I'm going to have to get to that tomorrow, or do I have time? Do you want that
now?
You
do not.
Yeah, I read that story.
I've been called off the ball here.
I didn't know you could get on ski lifts that didn't have bars.
I've been on them.
Yeah?
You never been on a ski lift that didn't have a bar?
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of older school ones that have them. And I think they're mostly being replaced, but there's a lot of resorts that still have ones where there's like a bar that hangs down in the middle, but nothing in front of you.
I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to need that bar.
Look up the video. There's a There was a link to it in this story. It was on Oregon Live of an Italian ski lift where the winds hit like 70 miles per hour.
Oh, gosh.
And they still were running.
Really?
And, yeah. And there's video of it. And people were in the... Now, the saving grace for these people is that it's one of those enclosed ones.
Oh, my God.
You know, like the OHSU tram?
Yeah.
It's not like the ones where you just put the bar down and you're...
Oh, it's like a gondola.
Yes, it's like that.
That's the scariest
thing.
Dude,
they are... They're like in a washing machine in that thing.
Oh, my God. And none of those fell?
And they're in there. No! They were skiing!
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe one of those things didn't snap off.
Crazy.
Yeah. No, I'm...
Well, we'll get to that tomorrow. that's in the news for January 14, 2025. Brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.